Now hear me out. Just give me a moment of your time, okay? If you are paying off a credit card, in South Africa, the average interest on a credit card is 20.25%, okay? Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I can't believe the first week of March is basically gone. That to me is just wow. How quickly time has flown. I'm surprised but not surprised. Like, we always say this. It's like, oh, I can't believe it's this far in the year. Like, duh, that's how time works. But anyway, today's episode is basically going to be about financially resetting for the year, because in South Africa, we start the financial year in March of one year and end it in Feb of the next. Before we get going anywhere with this episode, I would just like to emphasize, I am not a financial professional. All the information I provide in this episode is for educational and entertainment purposes. Please contact a professional should you need their advice, because I'm not it. I'm just a person speaking from my own personal experience and giving you tips and tricks that I have learnt and lived through in my own life. With that said, let's get on to the beginning of how I usually do my financial reset and any tips I can happily supply along the way. So, as I said, for South Africans, it's March of one year till Feb of the next. Most countries have their own vibe. I think in Australia, it's, I think, April. So you never know when it's going to happen. You can do this any time of the year. I prefer to do it at the beginning of March, just to kind of get a good grasp on everything I spent previously. Because Feb being my birthday month, you would have seen the past few episodes of just me going out, me spending money, me treating myself. And that's great. I do usually put a little bit of money away for that every single month. Or if I get a bonus, I kind of keep a chunk of change just on the side for my birthday. So I'm always well prepared for it. I usually like to cut the spending off at the end of Feb, especially because I've just spent all the money for Christmas, New Year's and such, and then my birthday, and then start fresh the beginning of March, just so that I can keep a good track. And also, if I haven't been keeping track very well, as I haven't, I can then just refresh, reset, restart, and try and build in good financial habits and also reflect, especially because I do keep logs of my yearly budget. So I have 2020's budget, 2021's budget, and I've seen how I've updated those budgets over the months of that year. So for example, when I get a raise, I'm like, okay, cool, this is my raise, this is how much I'm now earning, this is how I'm splitting my money, this is what I'm increasing spending on for these next months, things like that. Or, you know, just recalibrating, which is why it's always a good idea to do this monthly if you can. Some people don't like to, you don't have to. But going through your finances on a regular basis, whatever regular looks like to you, is always a good idea. So, to start this process, first thing you need to do is get everything out into the open. And for me, I have to take out all my receipts from my handbag and start putting them in piles, sorting them, and then logging them. I personally tend to be that person who's like, I'll take the receipt, thank you. You know, I'm the one asking for the receipt. I'm the one asking, like, can I keep the receipt? Or if I pay with my card, there is a receipt, so I'm fine. And yes, even at the ticketing machine, when you have to pay for parking, I press print receipt and I will take that home. So that is just me and how serious I am about my finances. So yeah, that's what I do. Once you've taken it all out, sorted them all out, logged your expenses somewhere, what you'll then need to do is actually look at it. Because ignorance is not bliss in this case, okay? This is where the receipts come in. If you don't have a system to log it, you are going to forget those small amounts and they're going to fall through the cracks and just be like, yeah, I don't know where my money went. Or if you pay a cash tip to someone, or a cash, you know, you had some change and you just paid for the ticketing machine and didn't take that receipt, you have no clue where your money went. You just know that it's gone. So either log the receipts as fast as you can, or when you pay cash, log those immediately. However you do it, log all your payments, even if that means going to your banking app, downloading a PDF of all your spending and then highlighting them in different colors, or literally taking a pen, printing it out and writing, this is what I spent there, this is what I spent there, this was that expense. You know, be clear on where all your money has gone. So if you do the highlighter method, get three distinct colors, maybe four, and then highlight them as follows. For all your needs, highlight them in one color, your wants or your fun money in another color, your savings and investments in a third color, and then debt payments in a fourth. Just so that you can see where your money goes, and your savings and investing and your debt payments can be a similar color. So for example, a light shade of blue and a dark shade of blue, just to help you get a quick vision of what you are spending. So once you have all these things out in the open, you've seen exactly what they look like, separate them onto like a spreadsheet, which is the best because there's auto functions you're gonna need, and put the first column of your needs, your second of your wants, and your third of your savings and debt payments and investing and all that. Then have the system do an auto sum of your spending. I'm sure you can just Google the exact how to phrase it, but figure out what percentage of your monthly income is used for each category. And what you're trying to aim for is 50% of your needs, 30% is your wants, and 20% is your savings, investments, and paying off debts. These are the usual, in quotation marks, the standard spending percentages. Obviously, these are going to change as you live your life and as you grow. However, there might be a bit of overlap in the spending, but the goal is to get as close to these numbers as possible. If you're sitting on 52 for your needs and then something else, like maybe 40% for your wants, and then the rest is savings and investments, that's not great. So it's an easy fix to just spend less money on your wants. Your needs is not that bad. However, if they look way out, like your needs is 70%, your 24% is your wants, and 6% is your savings, you definitely need to do some work, because your needs needs to definitely come down. Your wants are in a general range and your savings is abysmal. So definitely take a look at those. Now, I did mention overlap in your spending. And what I mean by this is, you maybe have credit card debt or student loan debt. You would classify this as something you need to pay every month, especially the minimum amount, the bare bones amount you need to pay. That is a need. You need to pay that every single month. So that amount would then fall into your 50% need category. However, maybe you get a bonus. Maybe you get some extra money from a side hustle or a birthday or some other source. What you can do then is make an extra contribution towards paying off that debt. That extra payment would then not fall under the needs category because you've already paid the minimum per month, but would then rather fall under the 20% category for savings, investments, and debt payments. That is where overlap can occur. It's not a strange thing to have certain stuff overlap to a certain extent, but it is a good idea to be aware of those things, and especially when it comes to spending and debt repayments. I'll get back to that in a moment. But with me, I'm very particular about spending, and I tend to save a lot of my money for future things. I'm very conscious of that I would rather go without now or just not have it immediately or have something crappy immediately and rather save up and wait for the good thing later on. I'm okay with that. I understand that. I'm perfectly fine with that. I do, however, play around in the stock market a bit. I have mentioned this previously, and I do understand it's a gamble, but I make sure it's always small amounts I'm willing to lose. I did make a few rands in dividends last year, which is taxed at 20%. I mean, it's a bit high, okay, but I'm just gonna leave that there. My point is that I have good balance in terms of I am aware that my finances will change and grow once I get my own house. How I spend money will change. How I use money will change. How I invest my money will change once that time comes. And I'm okay with that. I have a good system right now that allows me to catch any crazy spending and course correct before I lose my credit and potentially end up losing my future home. Which brings me to my next point. Having a system for your money. As I said at the top of the episode, I will admit, I have been slacking a bit when it comes to doing my finance catch up every week. I will take out all my receipts, log them in an app I use, which is free, and then check where my money went. And this app is actually great because it tracks all your spending. You can view it per day, per week, per month. You can even have it make pie charts. Like, pie chart. And just, it shows you everything at a glance. You can look at it in terms of whatever you need. You can have it actually export your data to an Excel spreadsheet to make it easier for you. So there's so much information you can garner from this by just simply clicking a few buttons. And that's the beauty of it. So I will link the app below, and it's called Money Manager. It's literally a cute little money box pig with a red background. That is just to download the general app. I will also leave my code for the app below. It'll say recommend and you can register a code. You would then just put in mine. This is a kind of thing where if you register my code, I get something, you get something. It basically just unlocks premium versions or features in the app. So if you do use my code, thank you so much. This isn't sponsored by them. Like I said, it's just a referral code through the app itself that I would be giving you. So if you use it, great. If you don't, awesome. Find a system that works for you. But this has been one I've used for literal years. So give it a try. I would do this every Sunday and just see what I've been spending, where I've been spending it. And by looking at it on a Sunday, it helps me prepare mentally for the week ahead, knowing that if I'm going out to the shops, I don't have a lot of money to spend. Or maybe I do. I don't know. And that's the beauty of actually checking how much I have to spend and how much I don't, because it is essential to know what's going on financially for your week. For me, looking at my money on a weekly basis on a Sunday is perfect. But if you are someone who maybe spends small amounts or large amounts every day due to having an office job, or you maybe just like going out of the office, or you just like going out every single day, then maybe having a morning or evening routine around logging your receipts or checking your numbers might just help you be more responsible with actually checking on your spending and knowing, okay, cool, I can divide my money like this, and this is how much I can spend each day, or this is how much I can spend per week. That might help you. I do know that most stores are cashless, which can be an inconvenience for people who are more cash focused and cash based in order to try and limit themselves. But on most banking apps, you can set a daily limit for spending or a weekly spending limit, or they actually categorize your spending. So when you spend the money, they actually tell you, like, what was this for? Was it for a need? Was it for a want? Was it for clothing? You know, and then have limits on that. So maybe just check your banking apps if you can set limits. That might help you. But yeah, on to the next point. But yeah, that just might help curb your spending and just be better overall if you actually know what's going on every day or every week. That just might be better for you. So once you have all the numbers in front of you, it's all been laid bare and you've actually looked at it and sat with the information, now you can internalize and actually use that information to prepare for your future. And I think it's from Atomic Habits that the saying is, once is a mistake, twice is a pattern, and three times is a habit. So as you analyze, see where you've made your mistakes, see if you can find any patterns, and take note of any habits you have around money so you can make your money work for you, not against you. Because this is something that a lot of people don't know, and it's actually kind of a pro tip, if you will, that if you have savings, but you also have a lot of debt, you might want to consider taking some of your savings and paying off that debt and then rebuilding the savings again. Now, hear me out. Just give me a moment of your time, okay? If you are paying off a credit card, in South Africa, the average interest on a credit card is 20.25%, okay? I got that number in a Broadband article. I will leave it down below as a link. Meanwhile, another article which compares interest rates of savings accounts from various banks, and yes, I will also leave that article link below, has the amounts of savings between 1% as the lowest and 9.05% as the highest interest rate, depending on how much money you actually put into that savings account. Now, can you imagine how long it's going to take you to save money on that interest rate? It's going to take you almost three times as long. But if you are paying off that debt with a 20% or more interest rate using your savings, you then no longer have that accumulated interest. You also no longer have that debt to repay, meaning you can put some of that money back into rebuilding your savings, which is much better for you financially and will boost your credit score because you no longer have that debt bringing you down. So definitely look into that if that is something that you are going through. But that is something I realized is something that definitely sucks the life out of you financially. It's worth maybe taking some of your savings if you have and paying off any major debt that you can, and then rather just rebuilding your savings without that debt holding you back. So I know I'm going to make a bit of a U-turn in topics, but if you do have some spare money or a little bit of extra spending money, try and use that money on worthwhile expenses. For example, if you love your Starbucks, your Vita, your Seattle every once in a while, why not try making your own home version of a cafe? You know, buy yourself a couple of nice mugs, buy yourself a couple of fancy spoons, buy you a plunger, and then take some money and go buy you a bag of coffee from that actual place and just DIY it at home. Depending on your budget, it could actually take you a few months to buy everything, but in the long run it will actually save you money. And honestly, I'm not your mother, you don't have to listen to me, so if you don't want to do that, don't. Enjoy the drink at the actual establishment and savor every sip. Like, I'm that guy that loves the coffees, even though I'm a girl, whatever. But yeah, I love my Gusto machine. I have adapters for both Dolce Gustos and Nespressos. And because everything is compatible with an espresso pod, I can make anything I want and I buy the coffees. So that's what I do. It was actually so worthwhile investing in it. And I've bought little things as I've gone. I got the machine as a gift. I got a milk froth as a gift. I bought all sorts of syrups at one point in time. I've got mugs. Like, it's worth it. Every single cent was worth it. So definitely look into something like that. If you are someone who's maybe into nails and beauty, try and invest maybe in a home kit where you can DIY manicures and things. That will save you. And if you don't want to, don't. Like I said, I'm not your mother. But it's always a good idea to just play around with it. You never know how it might just become a new hobby for you. So I'm going to wrap it up here by saying money is something I enjoy talking about and I find it very fun, because to me it's like clothes. You know, some clothes you buy from the store brand new, some you get given as a gift, some you might even find really good bargains on in secondhand stores. So in the same way, you can spend money on new things that will enhance your life. You can spend money on once-off things like trips or outings that will become lasting memories and investments. Or you can actually invest in your future by paying for a course or for something that you just think like, okay, cool, I'm going to buy this piece of art. It's going to hang on my wall and one day I'll be able to resell it for thousands of rands. That's great. Find and make it fun for yourself. And if you don't want to make it fun for yourself, just find a system that's actually doable and something that works for you, that doesn't feel heavy. That's my two cents. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found the advice helpful. If you have any questions or requests, feel free to leave them in the question box if you're listening on Spotify. Or if you've been following me on Instagram, you can leave a question under the post I will post. The picture I will post on my Instagram, which I've been more active on recently. And I can get back to you or make a whole new episode and a follow-up. We'll see. But yeah, leave those there. And the song of the week is one I absolutely love, and it's called Budget by Megan Thee Stallion featuring Latto. It's honestly the best possible song for this episode. And I love the lyrics when they literally say, what's the budget, you know? That to me should be the question everyone asks when it comes to their money. Like, oh, I want to buy this. What's the budget? I'm thinking of doing that. What's the budget? Literally, what is your budget? As long as you know what's your budget, you're good. Can you literally afford to be doing what you're doing? So yeah, that is that. Random fact I'm going to throw in. I'm looking at it right now and I have a mini chalkboard on my wall. And it asks, when is enough enough? And I think it's so funny because that question always reminds me that I need to ask it regarding everything, not just my money. You know, what in my career will be enough for me? My family, my money, my goals. When will it be enough? And everyone has their own answer. But to me, I think there are certain places where I will suddenly just take a breath and be like, okay, this is enough in this area of my life or this thing of my life. And then ask, like, what's next? What can I do next to find that limit in other areas of my life? So, yeah, that is me. This episode is long. I truly apologize for that. As I said, I've been trying to keep these episodes shorter. And I love this topic so much. But yeah, I will see you on whatever platform I see you, and I hope this helps, and I don't know what else I'm saying, so I'm gonna cut it off there. As always, keep being a better being and a better budgeting being, and I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.